practice is a guided mindful movement practice. So finding a space where you can be undisturbed and where you have enough space around you to move your arms to the side. And starting by coming to a standing posture. So coming to standing with the feet hip-width apart, the soles of the feet on the floor, and taking a moment to stand here. We'll bring the attention to the body as we practice the different movements, beginning by feeling the soles of the feet on the ground, allowing your knees to be soft and allowing the hands and arms to hang by the side of the body, shoulders relaxed, and taking a moment to pause as you feel and sense the breathing in the body a bit like a mountain as you stand here. And in all of these movements, remembering to listen to the wisdom of your body. If anything that is suggested doesn't feel quite right for you or doesn't feel good, then feel free to find an adjustment to listen to your body as you move through the movement. And know that you can at any time return to the standing posture or also sit or lie down or simply pause between movements. So really working what feels helpful and supportive and a wise response to your body. Starting by feeling the feet on the ground, the breath in the body. Breathing as you're standing here. We'll begin by bringing some movement into the shoulders. So allowing the shoulders to come up towards the ears and then move back and come down and forward again. So they're moving in a circle up and back and down, forward and up again. And being really present with the movement as you do this. What does it feel like to move the shoulders, to move the arms in this way? Continuing to breathe with the movement. Finding a pace that feels nice for you. So this may mean slowing down a little, or slowing or going a bit faster. Really explore what feels nice for you and how big you want these movements, these circles to be. Perhaps quite small circles feel helpful today. Maybe you really wish to expand the movement and explore the edges a little bit. Being really gentle and kind as you explore this movement in your body. And then reversing the direction so the shoulders can come back and up and forward and down. Back and up and forward and down, making circles in the other direction. Really sensing into the body as you move. Which muscles are engaged? Where can you feel the movement? And how does it feel in your body? Breathing with the movement. And awareness in the body as your shoulders move. And coming to stillness and taking time to pause. Again, just feeling the feet on the ground, the knees soft, and the breath in the body as you stand. And exploring perhaps the after effect of this movement and the stillness of the body, the contrast between the movement and the stillness. And now as the breath comes in, allowing the arms to come up to the sides, so both arms coming up to the sides and making a T-shape with the body. And seeing what that feels like to have that stretch from the left hand to the right hand. Feeling or imagining your awareness moving all the way from the middle finger of the left hand across the arm and the shoulders to the front of the body, to the right shoulder and the right arm and right hand and the middle finger. So feeling the stretch from middle finger to middle finger and just aware of the stretch. And what does that feel like? How does this movement, the stretch, feel in your arms? Present with the sensations, feeling the sensations, continuing to breathe as you stretch. And then as the breath comes out, releasing down. And again, perhaps noticing any after effect of the movement. Perhaps some tingling or vibrations in the hands and arms. And then once again, as the breath comes in, allowing the arms to float up, making a T-shape, continuing to breathe with this movement. So the breath continues to come and go as you feel and sense the arms in this posture. And as you feel the breathing, allowing the arms to rotate, so moving the arms for the palms to face upwards towards the ceiling. How does that feel? Sensing your muscles engaged. And then once again, rotating the palms so that they face downwards. Palms up once again and facing the floor. So continuing to rotate the arms and the palms in this way and really aware and sensitive of how that feels in your body. Perhaps even noticing some sensations that feel more unpleasant. Remembering that at any moment you can just come down and stop the movement and bring the hands down again. Simply lowering the arms. Or if you wish, you can just gently explore the edges of this movement a little bit. What is it like to turn towards, to breathe with, even these somewhat more unpleasant sensations? Perhaps feeling the arms getting heavy. How does this feel in your body? And then when you're ready, in an out-breath, releasing down. Perhaps noticing a sense of relief as the arms release down. Noticing the echo of this movement in the body. And now this time as the breath comes in, allowing just the right hand to raise, so in front of the body, the arm can stay straight, and as the right arm and hand floats up, so stretching all the way above the head, the fingers pointing to the ceiling, and feeling the breath as you do this, continuing to breathe in and out. and exploring what it's like to let the weight of the body sink down into the right foot, feeling the stretch all the way from the right heel up to the right side of the body, to the right arm and the right hand and fingers, stretching up all the way from the soles on the ground up to the fingertips. Feeling the stretch as you continue to breathe. Perhaps stretching a little bit higher up or simply staying where you are. Listening to what feels good for you right now. And on an out breath, allowing the hand and arm to float down and to return to the side of the body. And this time the left hand can stretch all the way above the head, the arm straight and the fingers pointing to the ceiling, allowing the weight of the body to be in the left foot and the left heel, and feeling the stretch on the left side all the way down from the foot up to the left fingertips. Feeling the stretch and breathing with the stretch. Noticing and exploring how far you want this movement to go, how far you want to stretch. Not pushing yourself too far, but exploring perhaps the edges of the movement. Sometimes it can be nice to stretch a little more, or sometimes it's best to just ease up a little. Finding a wise and balanced effort. Continuing to breathe as you stretch. And then lowering the arm and the hand down again, back to the side of the body and coming back to standing, feet on the floor, arms resting alongside your body, hanging down. And feeling the breath in the body, pausing, breathing. And this time as you're breathing, letting both arms come up to the side of the body and then all the way over the head. So both arms are pointing up, fingertips pointing towards the ceiling, feeling the stretch all the way from the feet to the ground until the tips of the fingers. So your whole body being engaged in this stretch. Feeling the weight of your body on the floor, then stretch towards the ceiling. And in all of these stretches, really finding an intensity that feels helpful for you. Without striving or forcing, but listening to your body. And then allowing the hips to move over to the right side and the arms and hands over to the left, so the whole body begins to create a C shape. And exploring this side stretch in your body. How does this feel? Breathing with the stretch. Releasing any tendency to strive or to force, but simply breathe with the movement and stretching in a way that is helpful. And then coming back to the center, and then the hips move out to the left and the hands and arms over to the right. So again, creating a C shape and exploring the stretch, the left side of your body. Finding a wise and balanced effort. Coming back to the center and lowering the arms down again, releasing the arms. Feeling the feet on the ground. Simply taking a moment to pause and stand here, allowing the knees to be soft, feeling the breath in the body. And now moving into some cat and cow postures, so we'll place the hands on the hips and allowing the head to come forward and the chest to come forward and the back moving into position of a cat, so really rounding the back as the head comes forward and really rounding, coming forward, and then moving into the opposite direction, so the chest opens and the head comes back and you can look up, really sensing this arch in your back as the tailbone and the hips move back a little. And then moving into the cat position again, rounding the back, head comes forward, shoulders come forward. And back again, cow position, stretching back, and the head comes back, and the chest opens, and sensing this arch in your back. And moving from one posture to the other in a pace that feels helpful for you. Noticing the difference between the two movements and really tuning in with your body, being fully present as you do this movement. Noticing where you can feel it in your body and how it feels. Exploring with a sense of curiosity. Any physical sensations in your body as you move from one posture into the other. Whenever your mind wanders off, see if you can simply come back to the movement itself, really bringing your attention to the movement that you're doing in your body. And then pausing, coming back to the starting point, a standing posture as you feel the feet on the ground, allowing the knees to be soft, the arms by the side of the body, and simply feeling the breath in the body. And now in an in-breath, allowing the arms to raise in front of you, so the arms can come up straight to shoulder level. And exploring what it feels like to let the knees bend a little more. Really listening to your body as you do this movement and finding a nice amount of movement. Perhaps sensing, feeling your legs as they become really activated as you bend your knees a little more. Or noticing what it's like if you straighten them a bit more and come up a bit. Or really going down as if you were going to sit down in a chair and noticing your thighs being really engaged. Continuing to breathe with the stretch and noticing this effort in your body. What does it feel like? Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And once again, coming to standing, allowing the arms and hands to come back to the side of the body, feeling, sensing the breath. For this next movement, allowing the hands to come to the hips again, and on an out-breath, allowing the torso to bend towards the right side. So twisting towards the right side. So your hips can stay facing forward and really just moving the upper body in the right direction. So if you wanted to know, looking back, what is going on behind you and sensing the twist in your body. Exploring what it feels like to be twisting in this direction. Continuing to breathe. And coming back to center and twisting the other side, the left side. So again, hips facing forward and simply turning the upper part of your body, looking back to the left side and noticing that stretch, that twist in your body as you look back. and then coming back to the middle again and releasing the arms down, breathing, pausing. And now allowing the weight of the body to move into the left side, down into the left leg, the left foot, and the arms can once again make a T-shape. And then lifting the right foot off the ground and stretching the right foot out away from the left foot, so with just the toes still touching the ground. And noticing the sense of balance as only your left sole is on the floor and the right toes touching the ground. And if you wish to, you can also lift the right foot off the ground in the air or keep the toes on the ground. And exploring the sense of balance, maybe noticing some wobbling as the body adjusts and readjusts, can be helpful to focus on a fixed point in front of you. And breathing with this movement, noticing all the weight of your body, the left leg, the left foot, and the arms stretched out. What does it feel like? And coming back down again, bring the right foot back with the left foot and lowering the arms. Taking a moment to pause, perhaps sensing your body getting activated, the heart rate going slightly up. And then letting the weight of the body move into the right leg and the foot out to the side, the arms into a T-shape. And again, the toes can stay on the floor or lifting left foot off the ground and just the right foot, keeping standing all the way in the right, all the weight in the right foot. And breathing with the balance as the body adjusts and readjusts. Awareness in the body as your left foot is off the ground or the toes touching and the arms to the side and your whole body engaged, all of the weight in your body and the right leg and left foot, balancing, breathing. And then the left foot can come back to join the right foot and the arms, lowering the arms down, letting them hang on the side of the body. Simply feeling the breathing, aware of the breath coming and going, feeling the feet on the floor and the breath in the body as we pause. And as we come towards the end of the practice, allowing the sense of presence, the sense of awareness in the body, to flow through into what you do next.